You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So I couldn't see the TV above my head. DeMarco, you just went, oh my gosh.
Zion is huge.
Zion's
dude.
A big boy.
That's a big boy. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Good. Imagine he's a big boy and he lost like 25 pounds.
Just get out of the way. Get out of
Okay, here's what's funny. There's certain angles with him where I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe he looks kind of in shape. There's other angles.
James Harden.
That's not good. Okay, this is actually going to lead me into something. Trav, DeMarco, we need your help here. Trav has been on a mission here, and it's because of you. About 3+ months now, Trav?
I've mentioned it to DeMarco was my inspiration to start moving around a little bit.
What's going on? Yeah.
So we started the show off, and Trav basically didn't even – he wasted no time. He's like, guys, I think I'm throwing in the towel. I don't want to walk anymore.
What?
I don't want to eat healthy anymore. I don't want to tell myself not to drink anymore. So, DeMarco, I'm gonna kind of put this on your shoulders.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this on your shoulders here because – you kind of got him into it, and now you got to keep him on it. We tried giving him some positive affirmations.
You're not jumping off the
Al's characterization of that, I would say, is 95% accurate.
95. Okay.
I'll take that. I lied a couple things there.
I was on my walk yesterday.
Yeah.
And again, just for maybe somebody hasn't heard me say, I've said it on the air. I've said it to you privately and publicly. I saw you at Rams training camp. And you looked a lot different. You looked much thinner. You looked healthier. I'm like, wow. And I remember asking, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, I'm just taking a walk every day. And then you change your diet a little bit. And I'm like, well, shoot, I can do a walk. And so I started doing it. And then a buddy of mine started a challenge with his group. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. It was too extreme. But I can at least.
What was the challenge?
75 hard. Have you ever heard of that?
75 hard. Yeah. 75 what?
So my buddy Brian Beckner, he has a podcast, The Baller Lifestyle, that I absolutely love. And he kind of challenged his listeners to do this thing called 75 hard. It's not his plan, but he was going to do it.
Yeah. What it's on TikTok.
Is generally speaking, I'll give you the rough sketch. Got to work out twice a day for 45 minutes each workout. One of them needs to be outside, okay? But one of the workouts can just be going for a walk outside for 45 minutes. You need to drink a gallon of water a day, which is challenging to do.
Yeah.
You need to adhere to a diet. Pick one of your choice, but you just need to adhere to a diet. It can be Atkins. It could be low carb.
No strawberries. Yeah, okay. We don't do strawberries on the show.
What's wrong with strawberries?
You need to, what's one of the other ones? You need to.
So diet, strawberry, stick with it.
Yep. You need to read a book. You
read
need
a
to read
book.
10 pages of a book every day.
Emily knows
book
how
of
I
your
feel
choice.
About that.
To your brain, too. This is good.
And basically, it is just a challenge to be intentional in your actions.
Good. Very good.
Get a couple of workouts, read, drink a lot of water. And stick to a diet, and there's one or two other things. You got to take a progress picture every day and post it.
Oh, take.
Okay.
Well, that's the one I'm out.
But it doesn't have to be shirtless or anything. Just maybe a picture of your face or whatever. Anyway,
okay.
So they started doing that, and they did it. And it's incredibly impressive.
What's the 75?
75 days.
Oh, 75 days.
You have to do it 75 days in a row. Okay. So it's 2.5 months. Okay.
Oh, you can do that.
It's not easy.
Yeah,
try reading a book. Come on.
So I did a version on my own, which was basically, I want to try to take a walk every day.
Yeah.
I want to no alcohol. That's the other one. No alcohol.
Oh, on the 75
hard.
Okay.
No alcohol.
Can you do that?
Greg's
is that even possible?
Yes.
Greg's
so
out.
I went 30 days without no alcohol.
Wow.
I worked out. It wasn't every day for 75 days, but I bet it was 70 of them.
Okay. Yeah.
And I stuck to.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You do.
He does look good.
This is preamble to where we got to today, which was what Al was talking about.
I cannot drink, DeMarco.
I was on my walk yesterday, and I'm almost done with it, and I was bored out of my mind, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go out. I want to stop at McDonald's. I want 9 beers. I want to lay on the couch for 4 hours in a row. I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay.
And
what mile were you on?
Yesterday,
yeah.
I was on like
when this thought popped into
like
your head.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Okay, so you're kind of fatigued in there.
A little bit.
My legs were.
I was by myself.
Uphill, downhill.
I was pretty flat at this point.
Pretty flat. Okay, but
pretty
flat. Okay, but
you're working
hard.
But it wasn't just I want to quit this workout. I'm like, I don't want to go on. I was already thinking about. Oh my god, I got to do another one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't have my martinis
tomorrow.
This is
DeMarco. This is what we said as a suggestion to him. And you tell us if we're on the right path here, and then you could give in your own advice. Basically, we said, Trev, all right, you're a little you're getting burnt out from probably doing the same thing. Okay, you know what? Don't go for a walk today. Don't go for a walk tomorrow if you don't want. You know what? Eat whatever you want today and tomorrow. Enjoy your weekend. It might be raining as well. It's all good. Basically, give yourself a couple days off and then see how you feel after that.
That's what you said?
That's our suggestion to him
to get back on it.
I love those days. I love it when I feel like crap. I love it when I don't want to do it, when I can't take another step. Because guess what? I'm going to take another 5 or 10 or another mile. I love it. That means you're doing it right when you want to quit.
That's a professional athlete.
That means you're doing it right when you want to quit.
That's the right answer.
Do
not talk right there.
Take a day off.
He's right.
You notice I'm avoiding eye contact with DeMarco.
By the way,
that is an NFL player right there.
You have a great opportunity right here. Right here and now.
He's right, and Al's wrong, and I'll tell you why Al's wrong. Because once you stop, sorry, Al, once you start eating everything, once you start laying on the couch, once you start just stopping doing what you normally do, it's over. You're not going to do it again.
Don't give in.
You're right. I don't have a dimmer switch on my habits.
Right.
I don't. Yeah. It's either on or it's off.
I'm with you. I do the same thing.
And my habits at the moment are on. They're good.
Stick with it.
Keep going.
I'm doing a really good job. I really want to turn it off.
No.
I can't dim it. Like this, we'll do it, take a couple of days. You're right, Al. It's the right thing to do. And all of these is accurate, true advice. I don't have a dimmer switch on this. It's on or off, and my finger's on the damn switch, and I want to throw it down.
All I see right now on the YouTube, it says, that's what a hamburger is all about.
That's it.
Full meal.
They
on the
want
corner
you to quit.
There.
See? 6 seconds on the clock.
When was the last time you drank?
I have been.
You're back on drinking. You're drinking
but,
again.
But.
Far less.
Far less. Mm-hmm. Not a little bit less.
Yeah.
Way less.
Good for you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Way
good.
Less.
Good
when
you.
I make a. Last night, go out to dinner.
It's like one drink instead of four.
Yes, exactly.
That's
right.
The right way to do it.
And occasionally, none.
Yes.
There
whereas before, none was never on the was never an option on a Friday or Saturday.
It's also
never.
Don't eat your whole meal and then some of Susan's. Just eat yours.
Yes. Last night we go to Michael, my youngest son Michael, and I, we go out to grab a bite, and we went to a bar, kind of a restaurant by our house, and Michael gets burger and fries and all this stuff, and I ordered a piece of salmon and double broccoli.
Look at you.
Awesome.
And I'm thinking, and as I'm
proudly,
eating it, but as I'm eating it, I'm like, this sucks, man. This sucks.
No, great. Come on.
No, it's good for you.
We're doing this.
You're going to last another
we're gonna look great
10 years
September.
After your F-78.
When we open, when Rams football kicks off and we're outdoors, we're going to look great.
All right. That helps.
We're going to look fantastic.
That helps.
You two together on the Rams sideline, going to look good.
That helps. I don't know if it's going to get me to the finish line, Slee, right. But it
come
does
on.
Help. All right, we'll see.
It's good pep talk there from DeMarco.
It is. Well, it's a good
speaker
one, a little
here.
Scary too.
No, come on. You know what it is. It is.
That's
come
professional
on.
Athlete Sleep. Speak.
Come on.
You listen to that.
This is serious.
He's
6
right.
seconds on the clock in a Super Bowl. Steve McNair, Eddie George behind him. I am gassed. I want to quit, but you can't. You cannot take a backward step.
You wouldn't want me to be Mike Jones in this situation.
Yes, I would. You're Tom Bosley. Tom Bosley will always be there.
It looks like he's going to score.
Always happy.
I'm just going to let him in.
Oh, no. Come on.
He's not going down on the
come
two.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Tom Bosley anymore. It's bad enough that the producer of my talk show is always finding a way to call me old. I don't need my colleagues, my friends, my coworkers, my peers saying Tom Bosley.
Why do you always make him feel bad for age?
Well, look at him.
Do you have fun with that?
Just, well, look at him. She's throwing bombs today is basically what happened. Yeah,
she's I don't on read one today.
You're Tom Bosley. You're
she,
old.
She is absolutely on one today. She told Ruthless. You to read a book, Ruthless. And the answer to me was,
not
well,
knowing
look
if
at
I
it.
Read or not, I borrowed a book
wow.
from her. I didn't. It took me
a
long time. Hey, it got read. Did it get
yes,
red?
True. There you
did
go.
Did it get red? Oh.
Wow.
You, careful out there.
You thinking 75 hard, DeMarco?
You know, yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
You would do that?
Oh, absolutely, in a heartbeat.
What would be the hardest part
I
kinda for
do
you?
It now, I guess.
Do you drink at all?
Oh, yeah. But, okay. I mean,
yeah, that's gone.
Certain days, though.
But
I mean,
if
like
I said
today,
you,
like tonight,
you,
I'm going out with my brother, but that's it.
You got to go 2.5 months. So 2.5 months from right now, so the rest of April, May. You can have a drink till the 4th of July.
That doesn't. That,
it's easy.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I could go
a gallon
year
of water
drinking.
A day?
Yeah.
That's a lot, by the way. That's a lot.
I have to measure it. As long as I can do it, like if
you,
it's
you
out.
You get like a gallon water.
Yeah, and drink it all and yeah. done. Yeah,
it's
I can do it.
It's a lot. You are roughly my age.
Yeah.
And not to be. Do you wake up in the middle of the night, take a leak?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
I'm not there yet.
Imagine that every 90 minutes.
I almost said something. Yeah. That was bad.
Every 90 minutes, you're like, oh, boy,
you
here we go
it.
Again.
Just
no,
always
I
just
can't
say it.
Say
just
it.
Go
no.
ahead and say it. No one
on. DeMarco, do you do
absolutely.
Do coffee?
Yeah.
I could give up alcohol way before I can give up coffee.
I'm with Elder. Yeah.
If you told me you can have one or the other for the next 6 months, I'm like, yeah, I'll go ahead. Alcohol, I'm not saying I'd like to drink, but if I have to give up one or the other, coffee is much tougher.
I'm with you.
Bye
gladly,
bye
I could give that up, but not
you
coffee.
You got coffee? Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm getting rid of the alcohol, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting rid of the alcohol.
So I've quit caffeine for several months before.
That's not part of the 75,
like,
right?
I just saw you get coffee
today. No. I'm not saying right now, but
in general?
The first week is
horrendous.
Awful. It's like going through
headaches.
It's terrible. But after that, you kind of recalibrate.
Yeah.
Alcohol just makes me a better person.
Makes me a better pool player.
Does Susan think so? Are you?
Everybody thinks so.
I mean, I've had beers with you. It's true. It's true.
Everybody,
it's a lot more fun.
I like to think that I'm a fairly affable guy under most circumstances, but I'm pretty fun on a few beers.
Nice.
I like to think so.
Open Good. Up a lot more.
I want you to try 75 hard. What would you? So let's say one of your workouts is your walk.
Easy.
You get in the weight room on
go.
The other one?
Yeah. I've been looking to program a night workout, you know? Yeah, because I got energy at night. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting there. So,
yoga?
Not yoga. What's that guy's name? It's Goggins.
Matthew
David Goggins.
Goggins?
Yeah.
David Goggins.
So David Goggins.
He took out every excuse
Walter
you have.
Goggins?
Like, I wish I could go to a gym. He goes, you have a
that
floor,
guy
don't
is
you?
An animal.
No, he's insane. He's running literally 100-mile runs.
Ridiculous.
Like, it's just the stupidest
He's
thing.
He's doing marathon. Like, he competes in
broke
marathons.
Broke the chin-up record one time,
right.
And I think it got broken.
He was, like literally obese.
Oh, yeah,
and then
show,
he became
this,
a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
It's insane.
There's a team marathon, this ultra marathon,
yeah.
And he competed in it by himself and broke both feet.
Right. What do you mean broke both feet?
By running too much.
There's a four-person team that runs this marathon. It's
right.
So long. He did it by himself.
Yeah, you're
going
to break
feet.
Both feet.
But
you
got to go
he
listen to
running.
His. You got to go listen to one of those podcasts.
Incredible.
While the feet were broken?
Insane.
Yes.
Yes.
He's insane.
So
yes.
He's,
well, no, that's just crazy.
But that's that whole
stupid.
Thing up here.
Right, but he's, like I said, I want to go to a gym, and he goes, you have a floor, don't you? And I'm like, you're right. So, yeah, I can do a night workout. Absolutely.
DeMarco's on 75 hard.
Why not?
There you go.
We're going to look great.
Start tonight. No, actually tomorrow.
You can't start on a Friday. That's insane.
What if I actually came back and played football? Come on.
Like Brady.
Yeah, I'd
like
be
Brady?
The oldest guy to get a sack.
By
Wouldn't
the way,
that
be cool?
I'm putting the odds at that at 1-5.
Really?
Not likely, but not.
1-5. That's
1-5 is a lot.
Call Ipe.
I'll take it at
He's
300
got 20
grand.
Large.
He's got to get the account numbers first. Super Crosstalk. It's brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about. See you Monday.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ah! What is happening, bro? Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Feeny.
What is that?
Feeny. How did you guys not know that?
I watched the show, Boy Meets World,
Mr.
religiously.
Feeny.
Oh, yeah.
Feeny.
I've never seen a show.
That's been way
too long. I have no idea what they're doing.
You didn't watch Boy Meets World?
When was the show
a little
on?
Bit past your time.
When was that on?
That was in the 90s as a kid.
Is that Fred Savage?
Yeah.
No, Ben Savage.
Ben Savage.
The younger brother, Ben Savage.
Will Friedle.
Okay. And who else was?
Will Friedle was on it.
Topanga. It was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know Topanga.
I missed that whole era, but I know the show.
No, that was probably just right after you.
Yeah, so, I think I was into girls then. So,
she's a shoehead.
I was into girls too.
I was busy.
Yeah. Topanga was a massive part of most men my age.
I was watching more adult shows by then. You know,
and by adult shows, what do you mean,
I'm
DeMarco?
Just saying, you know,
what do you mean by adult shows?
Just
by that
older
time?
Fare. Yes,
mind
sir.
Of DeMarco.
Yes,
of
that, course. Thank you for saying that.
Wait
Laura,
a minute.
Because
look at Prince in there. Look at you with the sunglasses on in the dark.
Okay, listen. I'm going to give it up to her, and we're going to get into this a little bit, Laura. You have what going on right now?
So I have one of the worst migraines that I've had in a long time. My mom, my sisters, and I kind of suffer from that. And I woke up and I was like, you know what, Laura, just kind of suck it up. I thought it was a headache. I started doing the rundown for the show, and maybe because I was on the screen for a few hours, it just... Look at DeMarco not giving a bleep.
That
but,
was Jorge. I was reacting to Jorge.
Oh,
he was giving me this.
He's a bleep at a bleep at a bleep at a bleep. But I've known his bleepity butt for a long time.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
So anyways, and I sent you guys a message saying like, yo, I have a really bad migraine, but I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to be here and I'm going to pull it together.
That's right.
But what else did you say? Add in the last line that you said.
I'm not going to bust an AD.
Oh, just shots.
She thinks it's Jenny Rivera.
Get the bleep out.
She was throwing shots at AD from the morning time
Funny.
On the group chat.
But she showed up. You're here. See, that's what I'm talking about.
I turned all the lights off, though.
There you go.
You did.
I have been.
And apparently, from what I'm seeing, and I haven't looked it up recently, but AD, I think, is going to be playing because this morning...
Okay. Okay.
He said he was feeling, quote, phenomenal.
Good.
He's feeling phenomenal today. So it sounds like he's going to play.
How many days off has he had or how long has he
been
off?
He got hurt on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then he left it, I think, like 5-10 minutes in, and then he did not play
on
Wednesday.
He should feel phenomenal
He should feel phenomenal.
Fresh legs, yeah.
If you feel phenomenal today, you should have been playing on Wednesday in the biggest game of the season.
Problem is, he's got a bad eye.
But he said he did not get hit in the eye. He got hit in the head.
In the head.
And so he was having a stomach ache and he was having headaches, which are symptoms, but he did... Everybody said he did not have a concussion. So if you do not have a concussion, you at least go out there and try and play.
How hard
I can't
did he
tell a guy
hit?
That's hurt.
Oh my God.
I mean, he could not play. He was also sick. He said he was sick on Wednesday. He got what LeBron had on Sunday.
Oh, no way. Okay. Yeah. Well, there is something going on out there. Something is going around.
Look, it's just a thing where this guy has been so good all season long, playing in 74 games and playing very, very well, high level basketball.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of the season, in the most important game, he decides, I'm not going to play. And I'm sure there's so many other things. He was sick. He couldn't get out of bed. All those other things. It just looks bad. And
see,
that's exactly it. I mean, you're not a professional athlete. You're not on the floor playing basketball with a bunch of other people.
True.
But you did suck it up and you played. I even gave
you
an out.
Yeah, he did.
I gave you an out.
No, wait. Why did you show up today? For us or for you?
So I don't know what's going on right now. Give me one second.
What is happening there?
Exactly,
what is going on there? Who's
is there
calling
a duck
you? Pick
in
up
that?
The phone and answer it and say.
No, there's no phone. It was like, anyways, you know how you came in with your music? Mine just turned on by itself.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So for me, it was, I don't like calling off. Greg knows that.
Yeah.
I have to be like really, really sick or something has to be crazy happening for me to call off. So I don't like calling off. And I'm like, to his point, I'm not up there, you know, I'm not down playing anything, I'm not digging a ditch, you know, respect to people who do really hard jobs.
No doubt.
I'm sitting here, I could be in a studio, turn the lights off, and kind of just do my thing.
See, here's the underlying thing. If you can't go, you can't go.
Sure.
I get that.
You're hurting the team.
If you're injured, you're broken, you can't play, you're a danger to yourself and others, then sit your butt out. I get right. you. But if you can go, go.
If you have any semblance of being able to go.
Right. So, I mean, that it just kind of looks bad for AD. I'm not in his body. I don't know what he's feeling. You know what I'm saying? But it just looks bad.
But that's the thing.
It proves everybody right about you. Like you said, bingo. Biggest time of the year, and you get knocked out again.
You're allowing the public to use that against you. The Charles Barkley street clothes thing that
narrative.
They call him. That narrative is out there still for you. Whether it's true, you may not have been able to play in any capacity whatsoever, but now it's out there and people are going to kill you for it.
Oh, no doubt. There's a guy on the Rams, and I love him to death. I will not mention his name.
What's his name? What are the initials?
It came to a point where they just said, hey, look, tell the trainer, stop listening to him. If he says ouch, then just ignore him.
Offense or defense?
He's going to play. I'm just saying. He's a guy.
Special teams.
And he had to toughen up. You got to make it through. I mean, he tried to find a way out of games, and they just wouldn't hear it.
See, but then he must not still be on the team. If you're that type of player on a
football team,
he's still here.
He's still here. And he's a very valuable member of this football team.
And he's trying to get out of games?
You can tell. You know when guys want out. Yeah, I messed with Laura when she said, I got a migraine. What did I say to you? Suck that blank up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, where do I put? Yeah, the brief.
Right. I mean, if you can go, go.
Was he a lineman?
I'm never going to tell you.
I really want to know, like, exactly.
Just take
I don't even know exactly who it is.
I will never betray that
starter
confidence.
Is he a starter or is he a
I'm never going to. It's not going to happen. But you can tell the guy, like, this is the time when he's going to try to find a way out of the game, and they just stop listening to him. You're going to have to suck this up and get out there and play.
I think I have a guess. Yeah. I'm not going to guess. I'm not going to guess.
Good, thank you.
But I think I have a
but
guess.
But same with it. It's just bad
like
optics,
thinking,
bro.
Like kind of looking through and thinking about the past. I think I got a guess.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in the break.
Could you
and
rock
you can say yes or no.
Would you rock an Anthony Davis jersey?
See, I don't rock jerseys that have names on them. Because I don't think that, like, if Anthony Davis leaves in 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, what's the point of the jersey? So
really?
I'll tell you why. And this happened to me when I had an Eric Gagne jersey.
Yeah,
and
the closer.
I loved the closer.
Yeah.
Then all the steroid stuff happened, and I could not wear it to the Dodger. I couldn't wear it to a Dodger Stadium anymore.
It was a waste of money.
It was a complete waste of money. So after that, I'm like,
never again.
I did a couple years later get one of those big the suits, like the muscle suits.
Yeah, yeah.
And put it underneath and wore it as a muscle suit that said Gagne.
Nice.
And then it was funny. But before,
okay, so pre-steroids, what did that Gagne jersey? What was that saying to people?
Pre-steroids, it was like, oh, it's like you have the closer. That's a great jersey.
Yeah, tough
and
guy.
Then I had to leave it in my closet.
And then after that, it became anymore. Like, would you actually wear an AD jersey?
Brian, would you wear one?
I would. Yeah,
you would.
I would. Yeah,
I would.
People would call you soft.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, I'm not wearing a LeBron jersey. I'm not wearing a
Kobe
jersey.
I would wear a LeBron. That's bulletproof. What can you say against LeBron?
It's nothing about the player. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to wear a Kobe jersey. I love Kobe more than anything, but I'm not wearing a Kobe.
But just consider the jersey as a status symbol, and it says something about you. And a guy walks in with an Anthony Davis jersey. What are you saying? What are you calling him?
You're gonna kill for it a little bit. But he's a top 15 player for sure.
No doubt.
Like, he's an amazing basketball player.
And then
Sedano will send me to trip. To Terminal H if I say anything bad, but at the same time,
dude, we live there right now.
What is Terminal H? I keep hearing this.
Terminal H, like he's sending you to hell.
Yeah,
but
that's what he calls it.
But yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, Terminal H.
Nice.
It's just a nice way of putting it for him.
Give me that Gagne if you don't want it. I'll take it. I'll wear it.
I wish I could still find it. I wonder where it is.
Or fit it.
I had to throw some of my jerseys
so
away.
I think there's a lot of stuff going on here, DeMarco, and it's specifically with the Lakers that I want to get into next.
Let's
and
roll.
It's there's a lot going on. There's a massive log jam at the bottom of the play-in tournament, and we're going to get into all of that. And also, somebody that works on this radio show is jumping overboard already. On Twitter, he has fully jumped overboard. I'll tell you about it next. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted.
Ratchet the Tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Is this like Oasis?
This is the new Ringo.
It's for you,
Ringo
Greg. Star.
Is Ringo?
Yeah, okay. Brand new.
Yeah, how dare you?
Hey, Oasis, by the way, was not far off then.
Actually, it's... Like I would have gotten that too. Yeah.
Wait,
that
was... Oasis and Ringo?
No, no. Well, Ringo is a Beatle. Oasis is basically was a newer Beatles. So
that's a Bikram yoga stretch.
No, yeah. no, Brian. Am I far off?
When he first came on, it did sound like it. Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
They do have that same kind of sound.
Yeah, but this is the new sound. Ringo. This is Ringo.
This is new Ringo.
Yeah, it dropped, and I saw it, and I was like, "We got to play this because of all your Ringo bashing."
How dare you?
It wasn't bashing. I just said
people
the
are saying they're bad. It
was he was the fourth of four of them. Like that's not going out too far out on a limb.
No,
John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
You said he wasn't talented.
No.
You did say that.
Yeah, you did.
You said he wasn't. Did he say that?
That he wasn't, like, yeah.
You said he wasn't talented.
I didn't say he was not talented. I said he was the fourth. And also that, you know,
he gets more credit for his drumming now. And you said, oh, like, playing that old stupid beat.
No, it's the same beat.
See?
It's pretty much the same beat.
You said
but
he's
also,
not talented.
But also, to your point, a bunch of people hit me up on Instagram or like, I've actually... I learned from Ringo. I'm a drummer now, and it's on Instagram, on Twitter.
I told you.
Yeah,
you feel bad?
I think one of them's like CA1 Studio is like, this is something that he's a very, very good drummer. I'll tell you exactly what he said.
I told you that yesterday. You didn't believe me.
I did not believe you. I don't believe in a lot of things. Come Together is a sick drum line. I'm a drummer. Used to play with Taylor. It doesn't sound like a lot, but covering him is tougher than it sounds. I'll believe a drummer. You are not
a drummer.
I am a drummer. Are you a drummer?
Yes.
No, you're not.
I told Travis and Sliwa the other day.
He
asked me what my talent was. I can play the drums.
Yeah.
I played the drums since I was like 11 years old.
See,
I knew this.
You knew this?
Yeah, because
you never listen.
No, I don't listen when you're on other shows.
No, he doesn't remember. There's a difference.
Again,
very true. You're right.
Stoned at 12.
Smoked dope at 12.
Let's just put it all right there. No, but that's awesome.
You're all forgiven.
How long have you been drumming for?
Since I was 12. I just said that.
No, we were in the middle. I heard Laura's whole thing. You've been drumming? That's really cool, though.
I loved it. I mean, but it was every day, all day. We had three bands. What's the Green Day? His mom worked at a diner that lived five miles from me. Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah.
We had a punk band across the street. We had a soul band down the block. So everybody on my block had a band.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we'd rock out. So I played every day until football took over.
Okay.
And then it became a weekend thing.
Then I will believe you, too, since you are a legitimate drummer. But CA1 Studio was the first person that told me to me that I believed.
Yeah. Because
he was an actual drummer.
He's a drummer. He drums now.
Yes.
He makes a living drumming.
Yes.
Yes, fair
and
enough.
If he says that he actually has some tough beats, then... I believe.
Yeah, I'm glad Ringo's getting his props. So good song. I want to hear that again.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Good stuff.
And also, some tough beats have been happening for the Lakers as well because what happened on Wednesday was just unacceptable.
Yeah.
Not unacceptable, but you can't lose to Golden State, who's right behind you and now tied and has the tiebreaker in that game. So now the Lakers are in a lot of trouble. And what's happening right now is this is what you have to root for because there's three teams tied at the bottom of the standings. It's the Kings, the Warriors, and the Lakers all tied at 45 and 35 with two games left. So the most likely, and by the way, the Lakers do not have the tiebreaker with the Warriors. They do not have the tiebreaker with the Kings. They do have the tiebreaker with the Suns, but the Suns are two games in front of them. So most likely scenario is the 10 seed. What you need to have happen, and Mike Trudell did a great job, and he put it all out this way, the Suns have to lose at Sacramento or at Minnesota or both. The Kings have to lose either against...
Sacramento's balling, right?
No, they're starting to fall off a little bit.
Okay.
At least one of either the Kings or the Warriors have to lose. So if one of those teams loses and the Lakers win both, they at least get a home game at Crypto.
Wow. Do you see the Warriors losing?
I do not
see
the
Warriors.
Based
on what you just saw?
No.
Yeah, I don't see them losing either.
They are so hot right now. But luckily, the Warriors are playing the Pelicans, and the Pelicans have been playing really well. So tonight, the Lakers play the Memphis Grizzlies, right? It's in Memphis, and AD says he feels phenomenal, so he's going to play. So hopefully that's a win. On Sunday, the Lakers play the New Orleans Pelicans.
You can drop a loss on them.
They can win that game. However, Brandon Ingram says that he's going to play on Sunday. And he's been out since, I think, I don't know if you have it in front of you, Laura, but March 21st, I think, or March 1st.
So if you beat the Grizz and then lose to the Pelicans, what?
if you beat the Grizz and lose to the Pelicans and everybody else wins,
yeah,
you're the 10 seed.
You're the 10 seed.
Yeah. Basically, if you lose one game, you're almost guaranteed the 10 seed.
Period. The play-in.
Unless the other two lose both games.
Okay.
Or the Suns lose both games.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get out of the 10 seed is almost impossible.
What if you lose both?
If the Lakers lose both?
Yeah.
10 seed. They're guaranteed to be in the play-in.
I'd rest everybody then.
See, really, though.
What's the point?
Because if you win both, and let's say the Kings and the Warriors.
If you win both, you get what?
If you win both and the Kings and the Warriors both lose once,
yeah,
you get the 8 seed, and you can play two games.
That's not going to happen. You know that.
No, you don't know it.
That's not going to happen.
So the Kings are playing Phoenix. They'll beat Portland, but they're playing Phoenix and Portland. The Warriors are playing New Orleans, which is a tough game, and Utah. So they can win. They can lose a game. They can absolutely lose one of those
games.
And
they could win both. Both can. Yeah, the opposite could happen. I'd rather, it doesn't matter 8 or 10. What does it matter?
So you want to give up on the season?
No, absolutely not. I would rest my guys and get ready for the game that matters. If these last two don't matter, between the 8 and the 10, what do you gain?
Well, you gain a lot.
What?
Because if you get the 8 seed,
yeah,
you are playing a play-in game on Tuesday, and probably against Phoenix most likely, let's say. If you lose that game,
where?
You
get in Phoenix?
In Phoenix. If you lose that game, you get to come back home to Crypto and play a home game on Friday to try and get the 8 seed. That's you want. You're getting two games. You're getting two games instead of one. If you're the 10 seed,
if you win both games,
yes. If you win both games and you get a loss, you need some things to happen.
Some things to happen.
But if you get the 10 seed, you only get one shot. You technically get two shots. You have to play probably either the Warriors or the Kings.
Yeah.
On the road. You lose that game, you're out. It's over. There's no more games.
With a 39-year-old superstar and another superstar that can't stay healthy, yeah, I think I would rest up. I'd go ahead and concede these last couple of games to get ready for the one that matters.
Does it make any difference to you that the Lakers, when they're on the road, are 17-21, and when they're home, they're 28-14? Massively better
at home.
When
LeBron and AD are on the floor, they're great. The problem is, I can't keep them there. That's the problem. So I would rather them be healthy and energized and ready to go for a game that truly matters, because it doesn't matter where they play when they're playing together. They're a tough out. Even LeBron said that. When they're playing and functioning on all cylinders, they're as good as anybody. I kind of agree with that. So that's what I would rest up and make sure I have that version of my Lakers in a game that really matters.
I think you're not wrong. I think there's a lot of people that think that way. But Brian, does he sound just like John Ireland right now?
Oh, really? Is that what he said?
He sounds like, long as you have AD and LeBron, anything is possible. Nobody wants to play them.
Okay, just take out standings and wins and losses. And just you got AD and LeBron versus everybody else in the NBA in two-on-two.
I feel pretty good
about my chances.
Sure, I do too. However, they've had them pretty much all season long. 69 games for LeBron, 74 games for Anthony Davis. They're still the 10 seed right now.
Well, you got to factor in the West is crazy this year.
They are.
So this is a wild year.
Okay, but then they're still the
10 seed.
What? No, this is just a wild year. I mean, they've been together. You've been great. I think since they put in, is it Hachimura? Everything changed.
It did. That was in January.
Dorian Prince wasn't
right.
Doing it for
so
you?
I think you got the right combo. But with AD and LeBron as my two superstars, I feel confident versus just about anybody.
So we can even go. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. If you look back at since February 1st, and I think Rui Hachimura came into the starting lineup somewhere around January 15th.
Why did it take so long?
Because Darvin Ham likes to. He has favorite players that he likes to play.
See,
and Torian Prince was one of those favorite players, and now he's coming out the bench playing eight minutes.
Coaches can't be dumb. Coaches can't be stupid.
There's a lot going on with Darvin Ham that
there's just something we don't know.
I have a very, very good feeling. This is my own gut feeling. He's not going to be here next year.
February 3rd.
February 3rd is when...
What's February 3rd?
Hachimura came into the starting
rotation.
Oh,
I thought you meant you're counting the days till he gets fired or something.
Yeah.
No, man, that's expired. Jamon is expired if that would have happened. You know?
Okay.
Pretty much. But since February 1st, we talked about it yesterday, how well they've been playing, still they were in the 9 seed at that point, and now they're in the 10 seed by having I don't know exactly what it is, 28-11 record or whatever it happens to be. And the teams that they lost to, The teams that they lost to are all right above them in the standings. They kept losing to Golden State three times. They lost to Sacramento twice. They lost to Phoenix. They lost twice to Denver. They lost to Minnesota.
You didn't have AD and LeBron versus the Warriors a lot, right?
You did not have – LeBron was there against the Warriors. AD was not in this last game. Right. He might not have been in another
one. You didn't
one.
Have him a ton against them especially.
That's probably a matchup that they can win. But when it comes to like Sacramento, they've had them both, and they still got beat.
Sacramento's got their number. I'll give you that.
Sacramento absolutely has. And still, Golden State, when they get hot, and if they look like they did last night when they hit, was it 26 or 28 three-pointers?
See, okay.
Draymond Green went 5-for-5 in the first half.
Bay Area blasphemy for a hot minute. Just for a hot minute, because they hate the Lakers. And I'm from there, so it's the opposite. I don't like the Warriors, but I'm just saying, look, AD and LeBron, if they're healthy and together, I don't think that the Golden State Warriors right now are a better team.
They've been playing so well. They've been playing, and especially
recently.
I think
they've gotten lucky because AD hasn't been there or
they're
LeBron,
beating everybody.
Whatever. Yeah, but okay, that's fair.
Klay Thompson is starting to hit his shots again. He's looking like the old Klay. What's the name of the center that they have? Jackson something? They have been looking much, much better. Steph's going off. Dre is actually staying in games
staying
and not hurting
games.
People.
Yeah,
and that's maybe it was because of the whole Klay telling him, like,
but
hey,
tell
we
me
need
something.
You.
Why do they allow him to even talk to the officials?
I don't know.
As soon as Draymond turned his attention to a ref, I would yank him by the ear.
I'd get right in front of me like, go away, get away.
No,
like,
by the ear.
Yeah,
come here.
Do
Lou Holtz style.
Right.
Get over here.
Get out of my way.
Right.
And by the way, you know what? I'm not the only one that thinks this, and obviously a lot of Laker fans think this. Steve Mason. This morning, Steve Mason on Twitter said, hashtag Lakers season over. That means we should start doing shows together consistently again, talking about him and John Ireland starting next week.
Wow. Season's
Lakers
over.
Season over. He's calling it end, done.
Wow.
That means it's all over. Because even if you get, if you're in the 10 seed, and even if you get out of the play-in, you play Denver in the first round.
What, you just going to lay down?
I mean, no. But they play close games with them, but Denver is 1,000 times better. Denver is the best team in basketball, and I don't think it's close. I think they're
understood.
A ton of
there's
much,
no
much
way
better than
a,
even Boston.
There's no way you win a championship from here. But if they do... And I hope they do, because that means Darvin Ham is
look
your coach
you
forever.
Positive.
DeMarco.
Yeah,
so,
I really do. I hope they win a championship, because
so
you can't
March,
fire the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing it just for
oh my God,
Darvin
yes.
Ham? That's
so
amazing.
So in March,
yeah.
So they also played, the Warriors were here. I went to that game. Davis played 12 minutes. James played 38 minutes.
Yeah, you
and
only
they
had
still
one.
Still lost.
But you only had one.
Yeah, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Who cares? They both played.
Yeah, you only had one or the other.
Yeah.
With
Anthony
together.
Davis healthy and playing along with them, they can be competitive and beat almost anybody, but they need the other guys to do a lot as well.
True.
You need D'Angelo Russell to be hitting all of his shots, which he has been pretty consistently. Austin Reeves playing at full force. Rui playing
great.
How way he's been playing. There's a lot of things that have to go on. I would love for it to happen. It just seems very, very unlikely.
You're a pessimist. Come on.
He's a realist.
Yeah,
you're
it's a realist.
You're a pessimist. Come on.
Look, I'm going to root for them, and I'm going to be watching every second of every single game, hoping that they
That's
win.
Left.
If you're looking at it, it doesn't look likely.
I am championship until they're eliminated.
Oh, I like
See,
that. I like
I,
the
I
attitude.
Don't,
I
hey, don't
we
eliminate
replaced,
until.
We replaced one guy for another one. We love it.
Yeah, right. You're John Ireland today.
Oh, my God.
I'm Steve Mason today. You're John Ireland today. And that's Laura Romo. She has Wheel of Questions next. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.
Oh, you're so good.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I was convinced. I was convinced to save my very deep question by BC. For Mason, when he comes back.
It's a good call.
So.
Not deep.
No, wait. I want the deep question. You got the music going?
What did the wheel land on?
Yeah, the wheel landed on the non.
I want the deep question.
The wheel
dictates, okay, man? And it didn't dictate to you this
time.
Dang,
Mason gets it.
Yeah, Mason gets it. Anyways, if you could bring one fictional character from any sitcom, not like a movie, not a superhero.
Sitcom.
To life, to be your coworker.
Ooh.
Who would it be?
Wow.
And why?
Wow.
Any sitcom.
Hmm.
Okay.
You got
Bruce one? Banner.
Bruce Banner. You want him to be the Hulk?
Absolutely. Why not? Come on.
Because he goes crazy when he's
a superhero,
Hulk.
Right?
A superhero.
No, I take that back.
You
okay,
already
no,
broke
okay.
my rules.
No, I'll take that back. All right.
I said no superheroes. Sitcom, no superheroes.
I would have said Will Smith. I can't say that anymore.
I mean,
oh, that would have been.
I would have said Will Smith.
You can still say it.
You can say his home.
I can.
DJ Jazz. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I'll go Will Smith.
Just this is a story just, all about. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
or
a good one.
Or Martin. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Martin's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna go to be my coworker.
Yeah, coworker.
Oh, so it's not friend.
No, it's your coworker.
Changes, that changes all of it.
You got it has
okay.
to be a coworker.
I was going to go with Ron Swanson because he's my spirit animal. I feel him and I are very, very
one.
Close. But I'm going to go with Andy Dwyer instead because he's a nutcase and he's hilarious and he does crazy, wacky things. He's like Cappy.
What show?
Parks and Rec.
Oh, Parks and Rec. Okay.
I love that show.
Okay.
And Andy Dwyer would just keep it always interesting in here at all times. He would break stuff and I would get really upset about it, but then he would make up for it by doing something really funny and I'd feel fine with it. Like when Cappy, when he broke the TV by throwing something at Sedano and it missed and it hit the TV. I don't know if you were here
I didn't
for
know
that.
Cappy broke a TV.
Yeah, he broke a TV. Adam Bronstein was very, very mad.
I'm sure he was.
But he makes up for it by, you know, just smiling and laughing with you and just
being
like making you feel good.
Yes.
I think Andy Dwyer is like that, so I'm going
to
go that
way. Okay. BC, you first, and then we'll go back to D.
I think I'm going to go with Kevin Malone from The Office.
Ooh.
I feel like seeing that guy in The Office every day would make me smile. that would just make me happy.
That'd be a nice day.
And he takes a long time to do his work.
Right. Well, then I wouldn't be the worst either. You know, there's always somebody he could be like, hey, at least I'm not that guy.
DeMarco, you have one?
I said either Martin or Will Smith.
You did.
Yeah,
you did. Okay.
That's my choices. Yeah.
You want to work with Martin?
Love to. I think he did radio.
Yeah,
as part of the show. That was part of his
job.
He
was. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It'd be
that's
fun. Right. Yeah. I used to think I lived in that apartment with him when
that
the show was on.
That would be a great apartment to live in.
Absolutely.
What about you, Laura?
Okay,
I would steal
so
Gina, though.
I had two. So I loved the show Girlfriends, and I loved Joan because she was such a badass, and she was a lawyer, so I feel like she would just have everybody on check here. She's dope. And then there was a show called... You never seen Girlfriends before? Oh, Lord.
What's it on?
It was on UPS back in the day.
UPS?
No, what is it?
UPN.
UPN. My bad.
UPN.
Hey, I have a migraine right now. UPN.
Okay.
And then there was a show called One on One where the guy was an ex-ball player but then turned into a radio host.
Yeah.
Or a TV something.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, so him and Kyla Pratt was his daughter on the show. So I would choose him because I just think he'd be fun. But somebody texted in and said, George Constanza from Seinfeld.
Oh, my God.
Come
on.
Constanza. Yeah. He also wouldn't do any work whatsoever, so that's not someone you'd
want. Yeah, you don't want to work with them. I want someone to get ish done.
That would
you
be a problem.
I mean?
That would be an absolute problem. All right, DeMarco. So one of the things that we wanted to do today, and Laura and I kind of put together a list throughout the show today. I just want to weave it in and out.
Yeah.
I want to know more about you and get into your mind, because I've heard you on Travis and Sliwa. And you say some crazy things that I didn't realize you would do.
What do I say that's crazy?
Like,
I mean,
what? What do you mean?
When you're in the grocery store and you will not help the person behind you by putting the little stick thing.
I am not the only
one. The divider?
Yes.
The divider.
I am not the only one.
That's nonsense.
That's not returning the cart, bro.
Everybody that I go to the grocery stores with in my neighborhood, no one does it.
The other thing
rich
is,
people.
This morning you came in, this afternoon, I guess, and
yeah.
we were doing our prep. You were playing Power Man 5000.
Yes.
And that's what you listen to when you're walking?
When I'm walking, yes. My walk-up music, my walking stuff. Power Man 5, Bombshell. Yeah.
This is what you're listening to?
Yes, as I'm walking.
As you're
No, I just have a question.
I would move, man. I would move.
Thank you.
Wait. With no headphones.
None. But
you're listening to this.
It's not that loud on an iPhone.
You're listening
to this. And it's in a pouch. And it's in the little hoodie pouch.
What, when you came in to that area, you said there was a little old lady in front of me. She could hear me walking.
Okay, part of it.
She could hear me walking was your words.
Walking, breathing, it's at night. And this is behind you.
And this is playing.
You would move, right?
Well, I would.
You would step to the side and let whatever that is pass you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Thank you.
Yeah, we all said
that. That's part of why I use the music when I'm out there. So you can hear me coming. You move over.
You use Power Man 5000.
And other music.
On a little old lady.
I want people to know I'm there, but if you heard this coming up behind you with this, you would move, right?
Sure. This is insane to me, DeMarco.
Why?
Because this is hardcore music. This like, and you're putting it with no headphones.
I'm going through some pain here. I'm trying to get through this mile.
If I heard you walking behind me with this, I'd be like, "What the hell are you doing?"
But you would move
put
to
on
the
your
side.
Headphones. I would and
thank
say,
you.
"Can you put your headphones
no,
on? I don't
want to
hear
not.
That garbage."
I'm not going to blow
it's
my eardrums
fine
out.
It's actually music. I like the music actually.
Yeah,
but
I'm not going to blow my eardrums out for you.
It's just
I want to know
loud and
what
angry.
You want
how
what?
Old? How old do you think that old lady was?
80.
Oh, she punked you, bro.
No, she did it on purpose. She was teaching you a lesson.
That's what I'm saying.
She's
did
from that
do
generation.
It on purpose. She
because
did not
she wanted
move.
You to put your damn headphones
you
on.
You could hear me from a quarter mile away. You knew I was coming. Did this you music, loud.
Did you try to go to the right and she moved to the right and then try to go to the left?
No,
and
she just
she
stayed
to
right
the
in the middle. Right in the middle. Right it's the dark. Now you're going to force me onto the grass. There's gopher holes. I could roll an ankle. You know what I'm saying? Just slide over a little bit.
Slide.
Yeah.
Don't play your music so loud. And Power Man 5000.
So, okay, just be completely silent and walk up behind her and scare her to death.
Put on your headphones and say, on your right.
I'm not blowing my eardrums out for you, ever.
Excuse me, ma'am. She's 80.
Excuse me, sir.
Right, I did it for her.
No, you can say, excuse me, man, I'm walking a little bit faster.
I did it for, I'm doing the music for you so you can hear me coming.
You have
move to the right.
You have an insane mind.
How is that insane?
You always say to me, I'm learning so much
about
you.
You want me to roll an ankle in the grass?
These are not things you do in outside in public.
Should I roll my ankle in the grass because you refuse to move over?
No, you can say, excuse me, ma'am.
That is excuse me, ma'am.
No, it's not.
It's also Power Man 5000.
And
you huffing and puffing as you're coming up.
Huh?
So there's a very good chance at that age she couldn't even hear you.
How can you? You can hear that coming.
Yeah. I don't know. You get to a certain point, you can't hear anything.
She very well could have had hearing aids, turned them off.
We got a thing. She'll be out there tomorrow. Yeah. We'll do this again.
We got a thing.
Yeah, I hope she's listening. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, we're going to do a lot more Mind of DeMarco throughout the show, just mix it and weave it in and out. But we also got to get into a little bit of the Dodgers. And the Dodgers are playing the Padres this weekend, starting today.
You hate the Padres.
So, well, let's
you're
get
a Dodger
into
fan. You hate the Dodgers. Hate the Padres.
No, well, I'll get into that next because this series specifically has a little thing. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.